Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bam Rubenstein, the Cayman Hunter, coming to you live from the Cayman Ranch, Austin, Texas. Well, not quite Austin, definitely Texas. About 90 degrees here today. Hope you guys are enjoying the sunshine as much as we are. Well, we could use a little rain. That would be nice. Calling number for the show today is 818-369-1429. Again, that's 818-369-1429. Web page for ever any information you need, CaymanHunter.com. That's our web page, CaymanHunter.com. If you ever want to find out, you want to leave us a message or get a hold of us, bam@CaymanHunter.com, or you go to CaymanHunter.com and look for the message board down at the bottom page, right-hand side, if I'm not mistaken. Friends of the show, we always want to mention ForgetMeNotForKids.com. That would be spelled out ForgetMeNot, K-N-O-T. The number 4, and then kids, KIDS.com, AustinCustomTalent.com. If you'd like to be a friend of the show, drop us an email, make mention of us on a make mention of you on our message board, or make mention of us on your message board. Again, the CaymanHunter.com message board, find the link at the bottom right column of the website. If you're interested in sales, rescues, or links, CaymanHunter.com/forsale.html or /rescues.html or /links.html. If you want to be linked, again, bam, at CaymanHunter.com or go to our message board. Don't forget that after the show, archived copies of this and all previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam. -the-Cayman Hunter. Don't write out the word dash. Just put a little dash there. It's Bam the Cayman Hunter. But they separate the three words, Bam, the, and Cayman Hunter, with dashes. Bam-the-Cayman Hunter. Also, we try to have it on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. Now, for all of you that are used to seeing me once a week on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. CST, and you signed on last week, or you came on afterwards to try to find out what happened to us last week, or you wanted to listen to us or you try to listen to us on one of our archive copies, either on on our website or through Blog Talk Radio, and you found for some reason that you couldn't get through to me. Well, because I'm trying to look up the information that I have written down somewhere. I know I got it written down somewhere. Isn't this great? I can't find it. All right, anyway.
That's it. The reason... I can't find it. I hate dead radio time, so that's not going to work. I'm kind of looking for it and trying to keep up with live talking, and I'm giving you dead air, which is not great. So, all right, here's the deal. Last week, and I don't want to make a mistake yet. I don't want to get this wrong, give it to you, give you some bad information. So, let me see if I can, I know it's got to be around here somewhere. So let's just see if we could take a minute here. Spend some time here and go, you know what? I think I found it. Okay. Nah, it's not there either.
Wow. Just bad timing all the way around, I guess. All right. Last week we had problems out at the Cayman Ranch. We have a couple of horses out at the ranch, too. And we have a couple of people that keep an eye on the ranch, make sure everything's okay when we're not able to spend any time out there. And the water trough for the horses is way up back in the back, about two-thirds of the property, two-thirds of the way down, back on the property. So for the longest time, all we had was a couple of water hoses hooked together coming from the spigot out at the front. We had a spigot out at the front, and we had the water hoses running all the way to the, like about two-thirds of the way back to the property, and we had it attached to a float into the trough. And I guess over time, between neighbors coming over with their sabotage and the horses stomping on it and all the other things going on, we've had problems with the water line like two or three, four times probably. We get a call in the middle of the night, oh, you got horses out in the water, or, oh, your hoses are leaking, or whatever. So I got a call probably either Tuesday or Wednesday. Probably was either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. I don't remember, really. But we got the call and went out to the property. And the call was, the guy who lived next door to us said that our hoses were leaking. There was a crack in one of the hoses. The water was spraying all over the place. And the water was getting his property wet. So we needed to come over here and do something about it because his property was getting wet. Okay, people. I don't know what he does when it rains. I can't imagine. Maybe he's got some way of holding the water back, or maybe him and Moses are buddies and he's able to, you know, ask Moses to just, you know, make sure that the water parts when it gets to his property. But... he was complaining that his property was getting wet. So I went out, and sure enough, there was a break in the hose. I had to turn off the water. Then I had to figure out what I was going to do. So I want to keep replacing hoses and keep coming back, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning all the time, or do we want to do something different? So I rented a trencher, and mind you, this is all during the week, so I'm doing it all alone because everybody I know is working during the week. Even Terry had to work. Baby's at school, so I'm out there by myself. I got the trencher, dig a trench. Figure, well, you know what? While I'm doing this, I'm going to do it right. So I dig a trench. I go all the way back to the horse trough, but then I also go to the Cayman Pond. So I go about, I don't know, maybe two-thirds of the way up on the property line, digging a trench. Then I come across about halfway across the property line to the trough. And then I do the same thing about halfway up. About halfway up the property line. I go about halfway across also to the middle where we plan on building a new crock pond. That was the whole day, doing it by myself, my crippled butt in tow. I got a brace on one leg. I'm walking with a cane. I'm dragging a walk-behind trencher. And I trenched out probably 6 or 8 inches deep, oh, two-thirds of the way up the property and halfway across the two different spots. So that's all I could do that day. I was beat up, man. I came home. I was a wreck. I was a mess, let me tell you. So took a couple of Motrin, cold shower, and passed out. That was, I don't know, somewhere 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night or so. Next morning, got up, dropped the baby off school, dropped Terry off at work, drove all the way back out. Well, first I stopped off at Home Depot, and I bought myself about 50 pieces of PVC, 1-inch PVC pipe, about 50 connectors, about 20 elbows, about 20 T's, picked up a couple of floats, new floats, then a couple of bibs, spigots. Go back out to the property. So I got to clean out a little bit of dirt. Some of the dirt fell back in the trench. Horses, water, neighbors, whatever, cats, dogs, coyotes, wild boar. So I clean out the trenches. Then I start prepping and gluing all the pipe and the connectors. I put a spigot right there at the beginning, the new spigot, take off the old one, put in a new one. I run a T underneath it, go halfway up the property line. I make another T there. I go straight out to the crock pond. I go back up the line, put an elbow in the corner, come back out halfway, put a T there. I put a spigot in the back. I run off of the T. I run another hard line. I come up out of the ground a couple of elbows, and I put another elbow coming back down again into the trough, and I hard line a float right onto the PVC pipe and attach it to the trough. And turn on the water, and it works beautifully. Turn it back off again, go back again. Now I got a spigot by the trough. I disconnect the hoses, put one part of the hose up there by the trough on the spigot. Got a hard line into the trough with a float. Go back down halfway down the property line back where the crock pond is going to be. I do the same thing. Go across with the PVC, build myself a little spigot on the outside of where the property, around where the enclosure is going to be. Then I do a hard line in and around and build it so that when the pond is built, the float will be right there on the end. And I check it and it works. Turn on the water, bada bing, it's beautiful. Spigot's there, take another piece of the hose, disconnect it, attach it to the spigot at the crock pond. Now I got a hose and a float by the trough. I got a hose, a spigot, and a float by the crock pond. And I got a spigot down by the corner of the property line. Next day I go back again, and now all I got to do is bury it, I think. So I'm burying and I'm burying and burying, putting dirt over everything, making sure everything's clean. Then I see the horses nudging up against the PVC pipe, the spigots and stuff, and I'm going, oh, they hit this thing, this is going to crack it open, they're going to break the spigot or something. You know, it's just a 1-inch PVC pipe sticking out of the ground like a foot and a half. You know, all it is PVC pipe sticking out of the ground. The horses will definitely do damage to it. So I grab a bunch of baling wire, fence wire, get a couple of T-posts. Now I have hoses at three different spots, so it's going to work out real nice. I water the ground real nice and wet because, man, I'll tell you what, working in that hard clay, that is a pain. So this is, I think we're now on the fourth day, I think. I go back out there on the fourth day, so I water the ground really good. Take the T-posts, and I put a couple T-posts in around. In the corner, I put one out about 20 feet. I go about 20 feet up the line, 20 feet across the line, and I put a T-post in where those two places intersect. Then I put wire in from the fencing to the T-post to the back to the fence on the other side. So I got a square with wire all around it in the corner blocking off, you know, that corner where the water meter and the spigot is. Got down to where the trough is, where the enclosure is going to be. I got four by four sticking out of the ground where I'm planning on building, planning on digging. So I just take a whole bunch of fence wire, and I wrap the whole thing up, wrap it around, stick an extra T-post in on one side, stick an extra T-post in on the other side, attach it to the wood, make it pull it back in the corners. Set that all up, got that all done. Then the same thing up at the corner where the water trough is. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this, I'm taking all your time, is because about 3 or 4 o'clock on Wednesday, as I'm burying the water line and checking out, making sure the horses are all okay, and wondering now, yeah, how many more days it's going to take me to get finished, I go, oh, no, live with the Cayman Hunter. And, yep. That's it. I goofed. Forgot all about it. Couldn't make it back in time if I wanted to. Too much to do. Afraid that the horses weren't going to have water. So when it comes to animals, it's always something. Now, eventually, I am going to have all this story on CaymanHunter.com. I don't know how many of you have gone to CaymanHunter.com on a regular basis, but when you go, on the first page, I have, you know, welcome to our world, or something similar to that. Let's see, what is it that I have there on the first page there? Our index. What does the index say there? The index says, just reptile rescue and removal. That tells a little story about what we got, what we do, all the different things. You can see where the message and messages and guest book are on the bottom right-hand side, or towards the bottom in the blue. As I'm looking at the Cayman Hunter webpage right now, across the top we have the second, the first one is home. If you click home, it'll bring you right back to this index page. That's reptile rescue and removal. Tells you a little bit about us, right? The second one over from the left-hand side on the top row is intro. If you click on intro, you'll see welcome to our world. And it's an introduction and ongoing blog of everything that happens out at Cayman Ranch. And way down at the bottom, and I think we started up there at about 200 and, I don't know. I guess the first entry was pre-Cayman Hunter, but the first Cayman Hunter entry was July of 2002. And then we go down to the bottom, and my last entry there is 6 February 2011, but we will, I promise, eventually. In fact, maybe I'll see if I can get it up there while we're talking. Where's my intro page? Here it is. And let's see if we can stick a little bit extra over there, put it up there, overwrite that, move it across with an FTP program, see if that worked. Connect that, close that out, go back to introduction, and hit F5. Yep, there we go, 6 April 2011. Well, okay, what I have there is up to about Sunday. I said that I will finish it, I hope. Been a busy week. And pretty much I did finish it, so I'm going to let it slide for now. That's about all I'm going to write down for that. But I did need to apologize, and I say that right there at 6 April 2011. I'll have to apologize next week on April 13th for not doing a show on April 6th. And that's what we got. That's where we're at right now. So, anyway, so last week, you didn't get a show. Didn't get to talk to you about anything. Nothing happened. We didn't do it. It didn't work. And I didn't get to you. And I apologize. I'm not even sure if it said live with the Cayman Hunter or your show's about to begin or anything like that because I just wasn't on the phone. This week, I ain't giving you much information either, am I really? Mostly it's just about my complaints about last week. Just letting you know what has been going on, what a bad week it was. And let me tell you something, that wasn't all that was going on either. On top of all that, my truck was in the shop with
Terry was driving and said there was something wrong with the transmission, so he took it into the shop. So they had it for a week. And then the air conditioner out at the house shorted out, and we had to call somebody in to get the house fixed. And then Isabella got sick. She's got, I guess they call that a ruptured eardrum. She's 15 months old, and they say it's pretty common. So it's a ruptured eardrum. She had wax and liquid or some other ooze out of there. Not a pleasant sight. She's in a bit of pain. And you know when she's in pain, Mommy and Daddy are in pain too. Not all that great. So we have that going on. And then that is Cayman Ranch, that going on. So, I mean, right now we're back to, you know, the baby's on antibiotics. She's feeling better. Mommy and Daddy feeling better. Crock pond, the water lines are all fixed at the Cayman Ranch. The horses got water. The hard line is in. It's all buried. Got my truck back. That's fixed. Got that paid for. Took care of the air conditioning unit. Got that paid for. So, really, you know, it's like they say, you know, if you have children or if you have animals, there's always something. And I got children and animals. So there's always something. Always something, twice as many something. So that's where we're at. Let's see. So anyway, let's go back. Let me tell you again. We got the call-in number is 818-369-1429. If you call, you can listen to the program on the phone while you're waiting. You'll hear the show on the phone. So if you call in and you want, because you want to speak, you can just leave the phone on until I get to you. You don't have to worry about being on the air. I mean on the computer. 818-369-1429. I'm trying to see. I think we wrote this down somewhere. Where is that? Okay. It looks like it's the same thing. http://www.blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. That's what it looks like. So it looks like if you go there. Looks like if you go there, and I'm going to try going there and see what we get. On the air, yes, absolutely, on the air. You can, this is what's on the air right now. So I guess, follow message, tunes, like, tweet, email, I like it. Yeah, you should be able to click, let's see, on air, upcoming broadcast live with the Cayman Hunter, 7 minutes remaining. Yeah, that's what it says. It says 7 minutes remaining on air, and you can click on the red on air button. The button is red, the lettering is white, and you can click on that, and it'll, you'll be able to hear it, I believe. Yeah, so I really apologize for last week not giving you any information, not being on the air, not being able to be there for you, making it sound like I'm so unprofessional. And I apologize for that. I really do. I will try not to let it happen too often. But, you know, you have children, you have animals, and Cayman definitely are animals. And then, geez. This week, I'm not giving you much information either. This is another wasted week. I had all these great plans for today, too. I was going to talk to you all about enclosures and care. I was going to talk to you about, because we started to talk about it a couple weeks ago, and got a couple of questions. People were asked a couple of questions. I wanted to know some other things about it, about the care and about the enclosure. And the two of them, I thought, you know, a little add-on. So, well, you know what? Maybe we'll just have to do that next week. I am grateful for a few things. I was listening to the music at the beginning of the show just now, 30 minutes ago or so, I guess. And tell you what I really liked is that it sounds like they got that going on right now. You know, we listened to Richard Daynard's Just Having Fun with a little voiceover by me telling you all about the show and what's going on and who we appreciate and why. And you hear Richard Daynard's music right there in the background, and you can hear, you know, the first couple of seconds is a little bit of static, I think, still. I think it's because just the way that the music comes on and how I got it uploaded. But it sounds pretty good, you know. Richard Daynard's music sounds really good, and we really appreciate him licensing that music to us. It's called Just Having Fun. If you're interested in anything by Richard Daynard, you can find that at facebook.com/RichardDaynardMusic. I think he might even still have a MySpace page, and I guess that would be myspace.com/RichardDaynardMusic. But Richard, we really appreciate all he's done for us. He's a friend of the show. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to put him on our well wishes wall. Yes, in fact, I will have to do that. So, yeah, so that I'm grateful for, that the music turned out okay this morning, that was good. We'll be able to hear that again, you know, next week. If you listen, if you come on the show when we start right at 1 o'clock Central Time, you'll see we have an intro. The intro is Just Having Fun by Richard Daynard, and it's a musical intro. And over the musical intro, I do a little voiceover where I talk about, you know, our show, what we do, what we're about, and that's working real nice. Usually after that, you'll hear me talk about, you know, who the friends of the show are and anybody we want to give a shout-out to. If you want to be a part of that, you're more than welcome to drop me a line, bam@caymanhunter.com. And then I'll usually talk about something for the next 20 minutes or so. Today, all you got was my complaints about what happened last week and why I missed the show. Again, I apologize about missing it last week. We'll try in the future not to have that happen again. But then again, you know, something happens on a Wednesday. What are you going to do? Say, sorry, you can't eat until I get out there because I got a show to do? Would be nice. You know what we need? We need volunteers. We need people who want to step up and go, you know what, Bam? Anytime anything happens out there, you give me a call. I'll take care of it for you. That would really be a friend of the show. Maybe one day we'll be big enough, like, you know, Crocodile Hunter was, or Dr. Brady is, or something like that. Or maybe we'll get some backing from National Geographic or the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, Lifetime, whatever. Well, I guess that's about it for me, you know, nothing else going on. The phone number to call in, I'll give it to you again, even though I don't think we'll get many call-ins at this point of the day, is 818-369-1429. If you do call in, you can listen to the show on the phone while you're waiting. You don't have to listen to it on the computer. But if you want to listen to it on the computer, it's blogtalkradio.com/BamTheCaymanHunter. Bam-the-Cayman Hunter. I wonder why they just didn't make it one word. Bam the Cayman Hunter. What do I do for my email? Cayman Hunter. Bam-the-Cayman Hunter. One word. Okay. That's about all we got for today. I apologize again one last time for everything that's going on is going on. We got it working now. Everything seems to be back to normal. Got a few more things I want to work out here. Do have a little cosmetic work I want to do back at the Cayman Ranch, but that's nothing I have to worry about. I can do it at my leisure, at your leisure, at our convenience. Next week, we'll be back. 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 1 p.m. CST. That's 1 p.m. in Texas, Chicago. 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Noon in the mountains. We will be back. Live with the Cayman Hunter, and I'll have something for you. Each week we have something different. And if you want to hear rebroadcasts of this show, bam@caymanhunter.com.
DamonHunter.com/radioshow.html. Or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks. Have a great day.